about 12:30 p.m. All the parties were involved, the prosecution, the defense, defendants. There was maybe 10 people scattered in the courtroom, in the gallery area, just observing, including Steve Ingersoll's wife, who previously had been charged, but her case was dismissed by the judge earlier in the trial. So about 12:30, they brought the jury in, and a member of the judge's staff read aloud all of the verdicts. None of the defendants seemed to react in any overt way. They were all pretty stoic. Deborah Ingersoll, who was seated in the gallery, she cried a little bit and tapped Tammy Bradley on the shoulder when it was announced that she was found not guilty. That's really about it.
Okay. Do you have any sense of why the jury found Mr. Ingersoll guilty on some charges, the tax fraud charges, but not the other wire fraud charges?
Not for certain. I know that the defense argued that it wasn't, basically, that it wasn't illegal for the money to be transferred from one account to the next, and that he had every right to use his the money from the loan however he saw fit. They had a representative from the bank, from Chemical Bank, testify to that fact earlier in the trial as to why the jury, you know, split and kind of convicted about some and found him not guilty on others. I could only speculate.
None of these charges in this case were directly related to Mr. Ingersoll taking money from Grand Traverse Academy, but I understand that, you know, the fact that he owes money or owed money to Grand Traverse Academy did play into the events that led to these charges. Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
The way I understood it was that somehow Stephen Ingersoll ended up owing Grand Traverse Academy $3.5 million. He got a line of credit loan from a credit loan from Chemical Bank down here of $1.8 million to be used for the construction or renovation of a former church in Bay City into the first campus of his Bay City Academy. And the prosecution argued that on a particular date he withdrew $704,000 from that Chemical Bank loan. And rather than putting it directly towards the construction, he ended up putting that in the Grand Traverse account to repay part of that $3.5 million debt. So that would be the connection to Grand Traverse Academy.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks, Mr. Waterman. I think that's probably good. I appreciate you taking some time with us today. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.